Hello, Tim.
How you doing?
Fine.
Okay, what I pretty much want to talk about is how the religious freaks and the censors are using the shooting to go on a censoring rampage. Adolf Hitler was a, he got elected by being an anti-pornographer, and once he got control of the media, then he started making the death camps. And now Bill Bennett's talking about, well, we need to censor all this, and they're going to let people sue the film industry because of the violent movies. And the new Star Wars is coming out. That's going to be a billion-dollar flick. How many people you think are going to be damaged by that one when there's a big old pot of money sitting out there? I mean, pretty much it just scares me that they're taking away my liberty and a promise that there's going to be peace on earth and goodwill to men. And that's never happened, even before there were movies.
So let me get this straight. You're worried that if they take away your girly magazines, we're going to have another Holocaust?
Well, if you give the government, Adolf Hitler came to power promising to take away pornography.
What?
And he wrote the anti-pornography laws and defined pornography as anyone who disagreed with him. And then that's how he was able to start the Holocaust.
What?
The government now wants the ability to control the media. And once we hand over control of the media to the government, then Bill Clinton or people like him are going to be able to define what's obscene and what's not. So while he's off having oral sex, he's going to define as obscene. And to him, my political views might be obscene, at which point, who knows what could happen to me, because my views could be obscene to the people in power, therefore I could be arrested for being a pornographer, and they go on doing whatever they do. I mean, I'm taking this from history. It's happened before, and if you don't learn from history, it'll happen again. Hitler did it.
Who said that?
I've heard it 1,000 times, so a lot of people have said it now.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm saying is it's happened once. It was called Nazi Germany, and now people are exploiting these school shootings to try to get a repeat of total government control over the media. And they're also trying to make it so that you can sue the films because there's violence in it, at which point you're going to have nothing but very boring films because then, you know, if the film makes money with violence, then it's going to get sued. Therefore, they can't put any violence in it. I mean, there'll be no more entertainment.
And let me get this straight. We're on the verge of this now, this move toward Nazism.
Yes. I mean,
What kind of timetable are we looking at?
I'd say 5 to 10 years before.
5, 10 years and it's Nazi city around these United States?
Well, there's a bill in Congress right now.
To make it a Nazi state?
Well, if the government controls the media and they start doing something like that, how would you know? The government would control the media, so they would have total control of what you saw and heard. And a fundamental belief that it can't happen, therefore you shouldn't do anything, is exactly how it happened before. It's so mind-boggling, nobody believes it, and all of a sudden, overnight, it's occurring.
Oh, I don't think the Germans ever said it can't happen. I think they said back then it's unlikely, or I think at worst they were at 50-50. I don't think anyone was saying back there in the 30s in Germany, this can't happen. They took one hard look at the cold, blue, steely eyes of the man with the funny mustache, and they said, well, 50-50, actually, it could go that way.
Right, but the main point is Hitler is doing the same thing all the politicians and...
So what I'm hearing, you tell me if I got this right, Clinton, Hitler, Hitler, Clinton. That's what I'm hearing.
Well,
in a nutshell.
Clinton, I'm talking Bill Bennett.
Bill Bennett,
talking...
Hitler, Hitler, Bennett.
Right. Well, okay. They're using the same tactics. They're playing on parents' fears for the gas. Yeah, for the children of Germany, we need to control. We need controls on the media. We need censorship. For the children of America, we need censorship. Well, for the children of Germany, their anti-pornographer happened to be the biggest mass murder in human history. And
the kinky fella to boot. I don't know if people know about his little escapades in the bedroom, but anti-pornography on the outside, inside, it was pornographic city there.
Yeah, much like Billy. You know?
Wait, is he anti-pornography?
He's for the V-chip. He's for...
The V-chip is for violence. What V did you think that stood for, buddy?
It's
no, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Yeah.
It's sex and violence.
Oh. Okay.
there's going to be a sex setting, and there's going to be a violence setting, and then there's going to be a sex and violence setting, and a pornography, and
I don't think there's enough sex in film. You know, this new Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise movie that's coming out, the last one Stanley Kubrick directed, there apparently is one seriously steamy little scene between these two in this Kubrick film. And it almost got it an NC-17 rating, which is the new euphemism for an X.
Right.
And apparently, just this week, it was able to avoid the NC-17, I think because of just a feeling that Kubrick's a great director and he just died, so let's cut him some slack and give it an R. But here's my take on the sex scenes between Nicole and Tom Cruise, and you tell me if I'm onto something here. I think this is part of the whole twisted Christian fundamentalist thing. In fact, let me tell you where I'm going with this. I think that they're pushing this sex scene on us. Let me tell you why. Used to be, you could get a movie where two people who were not married and actually had no relationship whatsoever were getting steamy together under the guise of acting, quote unquote. Now, they're pushing married couples on us. It's subtle, but I think what's going on here is all our sex from now on the big screen is going to be married couples because that's okay. They're married.
Because
suddenly it's
going to
be Paul Newman and you know, Joanne Woodward and it's all married couples because it's officially sanctioned by the fundamentalists now. So we're going to get the steamy scenes, and there's going to be a lot of flesh, and it's going to be a lot of time on the screen of that nudity, but it's going to be married people from here on out. And it's starting with this Tom Cruise Kidman film, and it's getting the R instead of the NC-17 because the Christian fundamentalists are putting it on the damn screen. That's what's happening.
I know, and speaking as a single guy, that scares me because I'm not married.
Because that's how it started with Hitler.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
thank
you.
We think alike.
You and I do. We always have.
I've always thought you were the most brilliant man on radio.
Yeah, well, I've always thought you were a hell of a listener. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. You're no idiot.